Bratz Threesomes, Bundle 1. Books 1 through 4. Age Gap First Time Erotica Collection. Written by Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein. His and hers surprise. It was around a week before I'd brought a guy back to my room for a little bit of fun. I tried to sneak him in, but I guess our fumbling and giggling must have woken them. I lived with an older couple who'd taken me in at 19. Mr. and Mrs. Shannon were nice enough, but kind of overbearing. The rent was cheap, I guess, and for the most part I could do what I wanted, but sex under their roof was frowned upon. I hadn't even gotten into his pants when Mr. Shannon burst through the door.
"What the hell's going on in here?"
he shouted, his eyes locked on the bed. Thankfully, we were both clothed.
"Who are you?"
my date Callum said, shocked. I knew the guy from school and had always had a crush on him. "Mr. Shannon," I cried.
"Get out,"
he said sternly.
"This instant."
Callum shot up immediately and ran under Mr. Shannon's arm. No one dare challenge him when he was angry. He was quite the intimidating guy, a real alpha male with this perpetual frown.
"What have I told you, Lacey?"
he asked as the door of the house slammed shut. "But I'm 19, I protested. "All of my other friends have done it." He stayed silent a moment, as if he was erasing what he'd just heard.
"I've told you,"
he said carefully.
"While you're under our roof, you obey our rules. Carrie and I don't want you bringing guys back here to do whatever with."
"But I'm never gonna lose my virginity," I cried, perhaps a little foolishly. His frown returned with a vengeance.
"You won't be doing anything like that here."
"But Mr. Shannon..."
"No buts.
You and Mrs. Shannon do it all the time," I cried defiantly. He took a step into the room.
"Carrie and I are married. We're adults."
"I'm an adult." He let out a laugh.
"You don't know the first thing about it."
I pursed my lips and fought against escalating things further.
"No more,"
he said finally, turning and closing the door behind him. To make matters worse, it took only 20 minutes for him to start fucking Mrs. Shannon. That really rubbed salt into the wounds. I was cold with him for the next week, but secretly, I was building the confidence to carry out the most dangerous thing I've ever thought of. If I couldn't find out what sex was like firsthand, I decided I was going to have to do the next best thing and watch someone else do it. There wasn't exactly a throng of sex shops in our quiet little town, so I quickly realized the easiest way of doing this would be to sneak in on the two of them doing it. I know, it's wrong, isn't it? But they kind of left me no choice. I'd been searing with lust ever since I turned 18, as though it were some kind of sexual awakening. For a year, I'd kept it under wraps, but now I couldn't take it any longer. My pussy was yearning to be filled for the first time, and I needed to know exactly how people did it before I had the confidence to try it myself. So late one night, when I heard them mid-coitus, I stalked through the hall towards their bedroom door. I lurked outside for a moment, pressing my ear to the wood and listening to the muffled cries from within.
"Your cock feels so good, honey," Mrs. Shannon said, clearly enjoying her husband's prowess.
"Taste yourself, Carrie,"
he replied.
"Suck your juices off."
I've got to admit, it was really fucking hot to hear them enjoying each other. And as I continued to listen, I began to enjoy it too. I could feel the juices of my pussy come to life, and I searched a hand down there, timidly teasing at my crease as I heard their lusty cries. I wore only my nightdress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?